rooster for your morning. All the news you need to know. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank God it's Friday. Thank God you are listening to the 77 WABC Early News. I'm Frank Morano.
Hi, everybody. I'm Juliet Huddy, trying to figure out how to put in my headphones. I hope everybody had a nice Thursday. God, what a gorgeous day it was.
Totally. It was really nice.
I sat outside with Winnie for about half an hour, and all of a sudden I went in, and I'm like, oh my God, I got a sunburn.
It was really, really beautiful.
It was pretty great. We've got a lot to talk about today, and one of the things we're going to be talking about is what's going on with Matt Gaetz, the latest with him. And so much more. Do you have any good business stuff today?
Oh, you better believe I do. You want to know what's happening in the world of business. First of all, some exciting things happening at the stock market, but also some numbers that are going to be out today. And we've been telling you all about the efforts of this one Amazon warehouse to unionize. It looks like we have some major news on that front.
Really?
And, the return of one of our more popular newsmakers for our newsmakers.
That's true. Well. Steve Kastenbaum is going to be joining us. He does a podcast called New York Gritty. And this week he focused on the sex workers, the sort of sex world here in New York City and how the pandemic has affected it. And it was actually quite interesting. We also are going to talk about a former NFL star who wipes out a family basically down south, and he has ties to New York. And also, borders closed, no problem. Spain is closer than you think. I'll explain that and more in my Jet Set Juliet travel.
This is going to be an action-packed 90 minutes. Sid Rosenberg also has sports.
You look very nice today,
I have to say. Well,
you're very, very nice.
As I said on the prior program, I think you look very becoming as well.
Thank you.
Yes. If you want to see a photo of Juliet, we're going to put it on our WABC Early News Instagram page. So find us on Instagram at 77WABC. Early News, and you could see we'll take a picture of both of us, maybe.
Let's do
and
that.
We'll put it up there. Meantime, Joe Nolan is off today, but we're still doing traffic and transit on the sevens. Here's Brandy Scott.
WABC traffic and transit.
Well, road work slowing you down over on the Grand Central heading westbound approaching LaGuardia. Two lanes are blocked there with repairs right after Northern Boulevard. Looking pretty good on the LIE heading westbound. No delays between the Cross Island and the BQE. Great ride on the Cross Bronx heading to the outbound George. Up to speed from the Bruckner through to underneath the apartments. Still in great shape on the inbound side, both up and down. No major issues heading inbound at the Lincoln and Hollins. This report is sponsored by LifeLock Identity Theft Protection. Identity thieves love tax forms with personal info needed to steal your identity. That's why LifeLock helps to protect, monitor, and restore your identity. No one can monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can save up to 25% off your first year. Just log on to LifeLock.com, promo code RISK. I'm Brandy Scott from the Traffic Center on Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you very much, Brandy. And from your Ramsey Subaru Weather Center, we have a really, really, well, we had a really nice day. Today's going to be mediocre. We'll have some partly cloudy skies this morning. We may have a little bit of sun in the morning, but by the afternoon, it'll become overcast, and we're only going to get up to about 59 degrees, maybe 60, depending on where you live. Saturday, cloudy, cloudy, cloudy all day long. By the evening, we might have some rain showers on and off after midnight, only getting up to about 62 tomorrow. Sunday, that's when the rain starts to come in. We'll have rain early on. It'll be cloudy. We'll have showers in the afternoon. A thunderstorm is possible, a high of 61. And that leads us into Monday, where we're going to continue to have showers early in the morning with overcast skies later on in the afternoon, just getting up to about 57 degrees. But we should be clearing up and having a pretty nice rest of the week. So once we get past Monday, it looks like it's going to be pretty nice. Lots of sun, lots of nice 60-degree temperatures.
Do you have any plans that will be dampened by the weather you're talking about?
Well, we were hoping that we were going to be able to do something outside this evening because we have our new neighbors coming over to meet us, the rocker guy and his actress girlfriend that live below us, which is we're really happy about, and Ned, our gaber. But we're not going to be able to go outside. I think it's just going to be too chilly. Mm. And tomorrow I got my shot. So that's
wonderful. We're wishing you the
don't need sun for that.
Best of luck on that one. And that's a Pfizer, right?
Yes.
April 29th is my second dose
on
the Moderna front. All right. Well, It is an interesting time to be a New York City school parent. And today, if you are one, is the last day that public school students can opt in to in-person learning. Parents of children all ages have until the end of the day today to make the decision. It comes as the city changes regulations on school closures, which start as early as Monday. Buildings will temporarily close if four or more cases in 1 week across classrooms can be traced to exposure inside the school. Officials say classroom quarantines will still be in effect.
I really hope that the schools are doing a good job with following up and making sure that they're on top of the parents if they haven't heard anything, because that would just be tragic if a little boy or a little girl can't go to school because mom and dad have flaked out.
Well,
and there are a lot of moms and dads that do that kind of thing.
There's a reason I mentioned this story first, because we want to remind parents, if you haven't made your wishes known to your child's school, do so today.
All right, let's talk about Matt Gaetz. More troubles for the congressman. Daily Beast reporting that the Florida Republican made a late-night cash transfer to his accused sex trafficker friend, a guy named Joel Greenberg. The $900 payment was sent via Venmo. It noted the nickname of a woman on it in the notes section there. The next day, Greenberg paid three women all over the age of consent, one of whom turned 18 6 months earlier. She is now a porn star. The payments were labeled school and tuition. Meantime, a second member of his staff has quit. The legislative director follows the exit of Gates's press director, who quit a couple weeks ago. And Republican rebel Adam Kinzinger, now the first GOPer to call for Gates to step down.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see if any other Republicans follow suit, because as it stands now, Gates does not seem to be willing to go willingly.
No.
So, Mayor de Blasio says that President Joe Biden's actions against gun violence are a step in the right direction. Biden laid out plans to fund grants to reduce gun violence and support community violence intervention programs. Mayor de Blasio took to Twitter, calling it an opportunity to create a new reality in America. He says it's time for U.S. senators to finish the job.
And we now know the name of the man cops say shot his neighbors and their young grandkids to death in South Carolina on Wednesday. What a horrible story this is. Multiple outlets reporting former NFL star Philip Adams shot 70-year-old Dr. Robert Leslie and a 69-year-old wife, Barbara, along with their grandchildren, Ada and Noah, ages 9 and 5. A fifth victim, a man who just happened to be working at the Leslie's house that day. Cops say Adams then shot himself at his home nearby hours later with a .45 caliber weapon. ESPN is reporting that Adams played in 78 NFL games over five seasons for six teams, including the New York Jets. He finished his career with the Falcons in 2015. His family reportedly lived near the victim's home in the town of Rock Hill, South Carolina. The doctor, meantime, was very well known. He worked as an ER physician and later a director of a hospital. He founded two urgent care centers in the area and wrote a weekly column for the Charlotte Observer. And apparently he was this former NFL star's doctor.
Well, it's going to be very interesting to see what, if any, prior medical history that he had.
I mean,
a lot of people are wondering about concussions and CTE.
Yeah.
We've seen other football players react in a very, very violent
Hernandez.
Way before.
Yeah.
And it's going to be interesting to see what the doctors say
Horrible
about that whole
story.
Situation.
Poor children. Well,
that's for
poor,
sure.
This poor family member. Oh.
We'll ask Sid Rosenberg about that when we chat with him a little bit later.
Yeah.
Coney Island's Luna Park is opening its gates today. The amusement park will still follow COVID restrictions, reducing capacity and slightly changing operations. Visitors can make a reservation to reserve their spots ahead of visiting, or people can walk up and wait on a standby line. Luna Park has been closed since October of 2019, losing out on last season due to the coronavirus pandemic.
All right, to the border now. A record number of kids have been taken into U.S. custody along the Mexican border. In March alone, nearly 19,000 children tried to make their way across. That is the highest monthly tally in history. And now Biden's spokesperson defended the administration's handling of the border crisis, saying that they've made, quote, significant progress, and blaming the Trump administration for not expanding shelter bed space for migrant children, among other accusations. The vice president, meantime, Kamala Harris, seems to be everywhere but the border, which is curious given it's been 2 weeks since President Biden named her border czar. Critics say Harris is the wrong person for the job, given past statements that show she, at least back then, didn't quite have a handle on immigration law. Meantime, Texas Governor Abbott announced that he is investigating complaints of child sex abuse, understaffing, unfed children, and failure to separate kids with COVID from the healthy children down there.
5:15, a lot happening in the world of sports, including the Mets home opener yesterday. Here to tell us all about it, Sid Rosenberg.
Good morning, Frank, and morning, Juliet. Yes, the Met home opener, lots of controversy. The Mets get two runs in the bottom of the ninth inning. First, a solo home run by Jeff McNeil on his 29th birthday to tie the game, a dramatic home run. And then Michael Conforto clearly walking into a pitch, walked into it, got hit with the bases loaded, and that brought home the game-winning run. Even the most, the staunchest of Met fans saying yesterday we cheated. We did. We cheated. Michael Conforto should have been called out. The ump blew it. The ump admitted after the game that he did blow it. But in the end, the Mets get themselves a 3-2 win over the Marlins and now even up their record on the early season at 2-2 and will once again host Derek Jeter's Marlins in Queens later on today. Yankees back on the field too in Tampa Bay, starting a three-game set against the Rays. Yanks have started the season at 3-3. The Rays are 2-4. Knicks back on the court tonight. They'll take on the Memphis Grizzlies. Hockey last night, the locals. Devils get a win 6-3 over Buffalo. Rangers fell 5-2 to Pittsburgh. And the Islanders skated past the Flyers 3-2. Tonight, the Rangers take on the Islanders. And the Penguins are in New Jersey for the Devils. And finally, day one of the Masters. Ah, smells like a rose. Justin Rose. Justin shooting a 65, 7 under par. He is your leader in the clubhouse after one day, a four-shot lead after one day. He's been here before, Justin Rose, guys. We'll see if day two is as good for Justin Rose as day one. So the rose blooms in Augusta, day one.
Very nice.
At the Masters.
Very Hollywood.
See,
very
that great?
Well done.
He's a poet and he doesn't even know.
Well, thank you. Sports at 15 and 45. I am Sid Rosenberg for the WABC Early News.
You're looking very short.
I hate this chair.
These chairs
I hate it.
Are hysterical.
Why are these chairs like this?
You look like you're from the Lollipop Guild.
I'd love to know, we represent. Who made the decision to order that? Let's order six chairs that are shorter than all the other chairs on the floor.
Why?
Well, they're very attractive chairs. I mean, I'd love them at my house,
well,
but
right.
Not really.
If I was sitting by your pool with your husband having you know, a glass of wine, it would be great. But
yeah.
Sitting here in the studio, I feel like an Oompa Loompa.
We'll play that as your new sports theme,
yeah.
The Oompa Loompa song. 5:17, Brandy Scott's got the traffic.
Well, roadwork slowing you down over on the Grand Central heading westbound, approaching LaGuardia. Two lanes are blocked there with repairs right after Northern Boulevard. Looking pretty good on the LIE heading westbound. No delays between the Cross Island and the BQE. Great ride on the Cross Bronx heading to the outbound George. Up to speed from the Bruckner through to underneath the apartments. Still in great shape on the inbound side, both up and down. No major issues heading inbound at the Lincoln and Holland. This report is sponsored by LifeLock Identity Theft Protection. Identity thieves love tax forms with personal info needed to steal your identity. That's why LifeLock helps to protect, monitor, and restore your identity. No one can monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can save up to 25% off your first year. Just log on to LifeLock.com, promo code RISK. I'm Brandy Scott from the Traffic Center on Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you, Brandy. Will Amazon be the next union shop? Frank is going to answer that question in his business report. But first, we have the Ramsey Subaru Weather Center forecast for you. We went from such a beautiful day yesterday to a middling day today. It's going to get up to about 59 degrees. We'll have maybe a little bit of sun in the morning, but otherwise it's going to be partly cloudy, or actually cloudy, throughout the afternoon. Overcast skies will lead to some clouds this evening, and then showers developing late, probably after midnight. Saturday, we'll have cloudy skies throughout the day, only getting up to about 62. The showers come back after midnight Saturday night and lead into Sunday. We should have rain pretty much on and off all day long, with thunder showers possible. And by Monday, unfortunately, I'd love to say that the rain is going to go away, but it will not. However, we are going to have a really, really nice rest of the week starting on Tuesday. So just deal with the weekend. It is what it is, and hopefully we'll start seeing some more sun come out and nice warm temperatures next week.
All right. Well, yep. Let's hope so. Let me tell you what's happening in the world of business. The trading week is winding down after big tech stocks led to a broader rise on the stock markets yesterday. The FANG stocks, Facebook, Amazon, Apple, Netflix, and Google's parent company, are all a percent higher today. The rally comes in spite of worse-than-expected unemployment numbers released yesterday morning and remarks from Fed Chair Jay Powell saying the economic recovery so far has been uneven and incomplete. At the close, the Dow Jones gained 57, the S&P 500 rose 17, and the NASDAQ shot up 140 to close at 13,829. An ongoing vote on whether to unionize at an Amazon warehouse in Alabama is looking like it won't happen. Even though the count is not finished, more than 1,100 workers have already voted against giving the green light to unionize. Amazon does not have any unions at any of its U.S. workplaces, Juliet.
All right. South America, Central America, Cuba, Puerto Rico, Haiti. You can visit them all in just a weekend, and I'll tell you how in my Jet Set Juliet travel update coming up at 5:40. But first, if you're going to cheat, don't choose a vengeful infidel as your paramour. Alabama's Secretary of State learning that lesson the hard way. Republican John Merrill says he will not be seeking a U.S. Senate seat as planned after admitting to having an affair with a woman for 3 years. It gets a lot worse, though. His 44-year-old lover, or ex-lover, I should say, wasn't happy when he broke things off, as angry lovers have been known to do. She dropped his racy texts and audios into the public domain, describing their encounters in various locations, including Merrill and his wife's bed, in detail to an online blog. Mad lover lady also accused the politician of using racist language, which is no bueno. He initially denied the allegations, accusing her of trying to help his opponents, but then had to fess up when the audio came out. He was also the subject of a salacious sex scandal with a woman back in 2010.
Oh, so yeah. This is his thing.
Yeah, it's his thing. Merrill has a wife and two children. But so the 2010 thing got kind of pushed under the rug. He was okay, but this one's not going to... This is not a good one.
Tough to recover from two of those.
Yeah, the audio
scams.
Not good.
Well, EasyPass customers are going to be paying a little bit more to pass through MTA bridges and tunnels. Starting on Sunday, EasyPass will raise its prices for New York drivers from $6.12 to $6.55. The MTA is also set to charge drivers a different fare for incorrectly mounting their EasyPass. Meantime, the New York State Bridge Authority will raise its EasyPass fares on May 1st, which affects the Mid-Hudson region.
The UK's super COVID strain has taken over the US. It sounds like something out of a horror movie. And I mean, obviously, it could be if you get infected with it. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky announced the variant, which is 50 to 70% more infectious and as much as 64% deadlier than other strains. It's been reported in all 50 states and is now considered the dominant strain here in the country. Meantime, new details about the Moderna vaccine. Frank, pay attention to this one because
you're
getting your vaccine. The National Institutes of Health is testing a booster shot from Moderna against the South African variant. That particular strain seems to be more contagious. Also, when it comes to reactions to the jabs, people who had Moderna shots were more likely, according to the CDC, to report physical fallout after either dose compared to those of us who had the Pfizer vaccine. I mean, obviously not in my case. The main complaints from Moderna folks seem to be pretty minor, headache, fevers, and chills. So essentially, that's what I had. My mom had the Moderna, and she's 77 years old and had nothing. Not one little blip of
on either serving.
Exactly.
All right. Well, good.
You're safe.
Cocktails to go in New York State is being extended. The New York State Liquor Authority said it's now allowing until May 6th. The booze to go rules were relaxed last year when many eateries were struggling to stay in business. Groups like the New York Restaurant Association are pushing for legislation so booze to go can stick around for another few years.
Well, a disgraced Trump loyalist may be making a comeback via a somewhat unlikely source, I would say. Former Trump campaign manager Brad Parscale was fired back in September. You probably remember this. There was a domestic violence issue at his home. His wife called the cops saying that he hurt her and was suicidal. All of this happening out on the street in front of their neighbors. So Parscale's since been working on a project aimed at protecting conservatives from cancel culture. But he also is apparently busy trying to get Caitlyn Jenner elected to public office. The two have been friends since back in 2017, and Parscale is reportedly helping connect Jenner to political gurus, pretty well-known and pretty successful gurus, as a matter of fact, in a possible bid for the governorship of California. Fox News reporting she is, quote, very, very serious. Jenner, formerly known as the Olympic gold medal decathlete, Bruce was a Republican. She told people last year that she's adjusted a bit, becoming economically conservative and socially progressive. So I guess my question is, will she run as a Republican? It sounds like maybe that's the case.
Well, the way that the election works in California, and the recall elections are a little different, but the way most elections work, it doesn't matter if you're Democrat or Republican, everybody runs on the same ballot, and then the top two vote getters advance into a runoff. Now, the way the recall worked back in 2003 is all the candidates, Republican, Democrat, Independent, whatever, they were all on the same ballot, and then whoever got the most votes won. So I'm not sure if the this new recall election will take place under the old rules the way it was in 2003 or the way other elections for governor take place. So if it's under the new rules or even the old ones, it doesn't even matter what she identifies as.
Yeah, but people want to know what she's going to be. I mean, you obviously want to know if she's a Trumper, if she's a Bidenite. I mean, but fiscally conservative, socially liberal, I mean, you can kind of go both ways on that. I mean, that's exactly what I am, and I have voted Republican, and I have voted Democrat.
Yeah, I heard a rumor yesterday, and maybe this has been reported elsewhere, that Chris Pratt was actually looking at getting into that race
the actor?
As well. Yeah, who's Governor Schwarzenegger's son-in-law now.
Yeah, that's...
So,
I don't know what his qualifications are. I don't really know much about him except for that he's an actor.
Well, I mean, or Arnold Schwarzenegger or Caitlyn Jenner.
Agreed. I know.
fair enough.
Stranger things have happened.
That is for sure, especially in California. Still to come, Steve Kastenbaum joins us in our newsmaker segment. We'll check in with Sid Rosenberg, who's got sports. Very pleased to see the Mets winning yesterday in their home opener.
His name is Hollywood, by the way.
Hollywood, excuse me. Apologies to Mr. Rosenberg.
Come on, man.
But first, at 527, Brandi Scott has all the news you need to know as it relates to traffic and transit on the 7th.
Well, roadwork slowing you down over on the Grand Central heading westbound approaching LaGuardia. Two lanes are blocked there with repairs right after Northern Boulevard. Looking pretty good on the LIE heading westbound. No delays between the Cross Island and the BQE. Great ride on the Cross Bronx heading to the outbound George. Up to speed from the Bruckner through to underneath the apartments. Still in great shape on the inbound side, both up and down. No major issues heading inbound at the Lincoln and Holland. This report is sponsored by LifeLock Identity Theft Protection. Identity thieves love tax forms with personal info needed to steal your identity. That's why LifeLock helps to protect, monitor, and restore your identity. No one can monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can save up to 25% off your first year. Just log on to LifeLock.com, promo code RISK. I'm Brandi Scott from the Traffic Center on Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you very much, Brandi. All right, coming up in your Jet Set Juliet travel update at 5:40, eating some of the best spanakopita this side of the Mediterranean in a place that'll make you think you're sitting on the fishing docks of Santorini. I'll tell you where you can find this relatively unknown gem of a town right here on the East Coast. But first, let's head over to the news desk for Deb's headlines.
Entertaining and informative. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Well, thank you so much. I'm Juliet Huddy. It is 5:31, 77 WABC Early News time. Coming up in your Jet Set Juliet travel update momentarily, it's like something out of a Hans Christian Andersen fairy tale. And it's only a cross-country flight away, Frank. Yeah. I'm going to tell you about the California town where you could feel like the prince or princess of your own Danish village.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds pretty good.
Yes, but first, we want to get to our special guest in our newsmaker segment. He's a guy that whose voice you have heard many, many times before over the last years. It is Steve Kastenbaum. Steve, welcome to the show again.
Good morning, Juliet. Good morning, Frank. Thanks for having me back.
Good morning.
A pleasure. A pleasure. So Steve has launched a new podcast, or it's not new. It's actually been out there for a while now, called New York Gritty. And it is such a cool idea, I think. I mean, way to go on just being, you know, very receptive and ad hoc and spontaneous to what's going on in the world pandemic and how it's affected New York City. And this episode, you've gone into the world of sex. Give us a little update on this.
Yeah, the theme of the podcast is the resiliency of New Yorkers during this time of crisis and how so many people in so many different areas pivoted in order to survive and what is their outlook for the future. Well, you know, sex workers were impacted by the pandemic, and a great deal of sex work is actually legal. You know, the things that we think of, strip clubs, online work. The one thing that is illegal is prostitution, giving somebody money in exchange for a sex act. But I wanted to see, you know, what was going on in the world of the sex trade as a result of the pandemic. And what was really interesting, and some people may have heard about this, is so many women who work in places like strip clubs, you know, found their livelihoods taken away from them during this pandemic. And we've heard about a lawsuit from strip clubs that want to reopen. But many of those women pivoted to being online, and there was a 75% increase in people registering to create content, to have pages on the website OnlyFans. But, you know, these women, they faced a lot of challenges, because when you work in a strip club, you know, the customers came to you. You didn't have to do much marketing. It was already built in. On OnlyFans, when you moved to online work in the sex trade, you were already entering a very crowded marketplace. And these women had to really have a crash course in marketing, in bringing their customers online. You know, we talked with them in this episode called Pandemic Sexposure of New York City, about the challenges they faced and how it's been going for them and what their outlook is for their future. But Juliet, you know what the other thing was interesting about this? We talked to some high-end escorts about what they're doing. The National Institutes of Health did a survey of sex workers during the pandemic, and they found that more than 50% of them were still seeing their clients in the middle of this pandemic, which was putting them at tremendous risk. But, you know, we spoke to some high-end escorts in this podcast who said that they developed ways that they felt were keeping them safe.
Like what?
Safe. They were screening their clients and asking them to take tests right before they met their clients. They wanted to see evidence of those tests. And then the one I spoke with developed this sort of pattern where she would see a client, that she was really on the top end of this market. I mean, she started at $2,000 an hour, to give you an idea of what her rates were. And then after she saw a client, she wouldn't see another client for 14 days. She would isolate. She would quarantine for 14 days before she saw her next client. And that was kind of how she kept herself and her client base safe in her mind.
Now, Steve, I am curious about what were some of the marketing strategies that the strippers turned or exotic dancers turned internet stars were utilizing in order to develop a customer base or a fan base?
That's a great question. And I should say that it wasn't just strippers who went to OnlyFans. I did also interviewed a woman who had what she called a vanilla job prior to the pandemic. And when she lost her work in that world, she moved to adult work online. And that's not uncommon on that website. You know, it's the wild, wild west out there for marketing. And a lot of them went to sections of social media sites and sites like Reddit. Reddit has a whole section for people who have their businesses online in the adult world, and they can promote themselves there. And there are a bunch of different fetish subreddit categories that they also are on, that they try to draw their clients onto their websites. And what's really interesting is, you know, there's this subscription for your page, which is kind of like paying the price at the door to get into a strip club. But then once you're in, you know, at a strip club, you pay for, you know, you tip the dancer if she's on stage.
Right.
Or maybe you pay for lap dances. Well, with
$10 ATM fee. So I've heard.
So he's heard, Steve.
That's right. Right. Exactly. Well, in the online world, you know, the equivalent of that is you're paying for extra content. You're paying for maybe personalized videos.
Right.
Or special types of videos. Maybe you only get pictures for the subscription fee, but if you want to watch the videos, you got to pay extra.
So it's just like us. I mean, people who are Gen Xers who weren't really doing the digital thing so much now have to really become experts in the digital world, as do people in other industries, including the sex industry. Steve, I love this podcast. You do a great job. It is so timely and it's very entertaining, actually. Extremely informative. And guys, he also talks to, like he said, high-end escorts, adult entertainers, including Angel Provocateur. And he also talks to the guy, the party host, who has these, you know, erotic parties. So make sure you check out New York Gritty, Steve Kastenbaum. We love having you on. We hope you come on frequently.
Absolutely.
And we'll talk to you
Thank
soon.
You. My pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
My pleasure. Thank you, Steve.
5:37, time for traffic and transit on the 7s with Brandy Scott. The Jet Set Juliet travel report is just minutes away.
Well, road work slowing you down over on the Grand Central heading westbound. Approaching LaGuardia, two lanes are blocked there with repairs right after Northern Boulevard. Looking pretty good on the LIE heading westbound. No delays between the Cross Island and the BQE. Great ride on the Cross Bronx heading to the outbound George. Up to speed from the Bruckner through to underneath the apartments. Still in great shape on the inbound side, both up and down. No major issues heading inbound at the Lincoln and Holland. This report is sponsored by LifeLock Identity Theft Protection. Identity thieves love tax forms with personal info needed to steal your identity. That's why LifeLock helps to protect, monitor, and restore your identity. No one can monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can save up to 25% off your first year. Just log on to LifeLock.com, promo code RISK. I'm Brandy Scott from the Traffic Center on Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you, Brandy. I like your voice, Brandy. She's got a cool one of those cool raspy voices.
Yeah, she's good. Nice lady.
Yes, and well, I don't know her, but she sounds very nice. So the Democrats skewered President Trump over the deficit. Are the Republicans skewering Biden? We're going to talk the federal deficit coming up in Frank's business report. Also in your Jet Set Juliet travel update at 5:40. It's Italy without the 9-hour flight, a part of California that looks like something out of the Tuscan countryside, complete with a moated castle, coming up after the break.
Janine Pirro here. Do you realize your hard earnings could be given to those who choose not to work? Have you thought about preparing yourself for higher taxes, less benefits, less money? Judge Janine here. If tax deductions are eliminated and corporate taxes are raised, the stock market comes down. Protect your portfolio and future now with gold. I'm telling you, you need to check out Monetary Gold. Get yourself a free gold guide from MonetaryGold.com. That's MonetaryGold.com.
Entertaining and informative. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
At 5:40 this Friday morning, this is the WABC Early News. Here's what's happening in the business and economic world. The producer price index for March comes out this morning. Economists are forecasting a 0.4% increase over February and a 3.5% gain over March of last year. The numbers will be out at 8:30 this morning. February wholesale inventories are due out at 10. Analysts forecast a 0.5% increase over January. And the federal deficit for October of last year through March of this year is $1.7 trillion. That's according to the Congressional Budget Office. It said the deficit was almost exclusively caused by pandemic-related measures. That includes the Paycheck Protection Program, which was created to help businesses struggling to stay afloat amidst closures and capacity restrictions. The report comes as President Biden is asking Congress to consider even more spending with his more than $2 trillion infrastructure plan. Julia.
Thank you very much. Is anybody else having an allergy nightmare over the last couple of days? Holy moly.
I have noticed that it's a little more difficult for me to clear my nose.
Oh, my gosh. It's crazy. I'm sneezing and coughing and sniffling. All right. Time now for your Jet Set Juliet travel update at 5:40. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Juliet Huddy TV for more details, pictures, and info. So obviously right now, travel to some of our favorite international destinations is impossible. Europe, South America, I mean, pretty much with few exceptions, all of these places are a no-go. Things are changing, though, thanks to America's humming vaccine program. But if you want European charm or South American charm, like right now, here are my favorite picks for America's cities with this type of international charm. Let's start in Florida. You cannot get any more Spain-like than St. Augustine. I've told you about this beautiful little town before. It is the oldest continuously occupied European settlement in North America, actually, founded by the Spanish in 1565. The 350-year-old Castillo de San Marcos, the old city gates, and the narrow cobblestone streets make you feel like you're sitting really in a sleepy coastal town in Spain, far away from the strip malls and frozen cocktail bars of Jacksonville, which is 30 miles north. So it's pretty easy to get to. Some folks say this with a bit of snark, but I love the fact that Miami, my old hometown, feels like a mix of Cuba, South, and Central America. The Latin vibe isn't just a Disney World gimmick, and you're going to see that when you walk down Ocean Boulevard and hear the Cuban, Puerto Rican music blaring from the open-air restaurants of South Beach, or stop in for a Cuban sandwich along the historic Calle Ocho in Little Havana, or buy Haitian herbs and spices and taste real Creole food in Little Haiti. Miami has had several heydays, and right now it is happening again. It is a great time to get down there. Also, you can head up north to Tarpon Springs, Florida. That's on the Central Gulf Coast. This is crazy. I had no idea. But it's true. Back in the early 1900s, Greek sponge divers arrived in Tarpon Springs, hearing of the amazing sponge beds. And today, the town is home to more Greek Americans than any city in the United States, Frank. The old school Greeks brought their food and their heritage, so you're going to see lots of white and blue thanks to the authentic cuisine. Tarpon Springs was awarded Best Small Town Food Scene by USA Today. Oh, and the white fine sand beaches are pretty nice too. All right, then we go to California. Drive a couple hours north of Los Angeles, and you're going to run into something right out of Scandinavia. Solvang is an authentic Danish vibe thanks to the Danish who arrived at the turn of the 20th century. Windmills, check. Lots of Hans Christian Andersen nods, check. And the wineries nearby will help you feel like you really are in the middle of one of his famous fairy tales. There's probably no place that reminds me more of Italy than another California region, the Napa Valley. In fact, you can visit the Castello di Amorosa, not Amorosa, like Trump's ex, you know, the apprentice chick, but the Amorosa winery. It was built in the 90s, but you would never know it. I promise you this. Owner Dario Satui's family, they were immigrants, and in 1885, they founded Santa Elena wine cellars near San Francisco. So this Dario Satui made it his mission as a child to start his own winery, and he did it. He bought a 100-year-old vineyard and built a 13th century inspired Tuscan castle, complete with a drawbridge, a moat, and a dungeon to throw your friends who get out of hand in. There are frescoes in the Great Hall and the Knight's Chamber, bricks brought over from Italy dating back to the Habsburg era, chandeliers, and a 500-year-old fireplace, all imported from Europe. Tomorrow, I'm going to tell you about some of my other favorite places, my other favorite towns with international vibes. We're going to visit another place in California, also Louisiana, Michigan, and Wisconsin.
All right. All sold American. That's
yes.
I would love to try some spanakopita under those circumstances.
That sounds great, right?
It sounds delicious.
I had absolutely
and
no
fun.
Idea.
All right. Well, at 5:45, it's always fun whenever Sid Rosenberg, Hollywood!
Hey now, let's do this. Mets baseball. We love the Mets on this show. Juliet, Frank, Sid, we all love the Mets.
Well, she's an Oriole fan, I think.
That's
are
true.
You
but,
are. Really? A Baltimore Orioles fan?
I used to work for them.
No kidding.
Yeah,
so did Davey Johnson.
That's right, he did.
That's
yes,
true.
He did.
Yes.
Davey Johnson, Cal Ripken Jr., one of the all-time greats.
My love of my life.
I figured you were going to say that. He happens to be a very, very nice guy. Unlike David Wells, who's in the news today, who's a complete moron. I happen to agree with David Wells, but he's a complete moron. Anyway, let's get to the Met game yesterday. The Mets were trailing the Marlins 2-1 in the bottom of the ninth. Jeff McNeil. All this guy does is hit on his 29th birthday. He hits a monstrous two-run home run to tie the game in very dramatic fashion for the Mets 2-2. The inning moves on, and eventually Michael Conforto leans into a pitch. He literally walked into the pitch with the bases loaded. They award the Mets the game-winning run. Folks, the Mets cheated. That's the bottom line. The umpire admitted after the game that he should have called Michael Conforto out. He clearly leaned into the pitch, but when it was all said and done, the Mets beat the Marlins 3-2. Once again, Mets and Marlins in Queens later on tonight. Mets are now 2-2. Yankees back on the field tonight in Tampa against the Rays. Yanks have started the season 3-3. Tampa Bay, they're at 2-4. Knickerbockers, Madison Square Garden tonight. They'll host the Memphis Grizzlies. Hockey last night, all three locals in action. The Devils doubled up the Sabres 6-3. Rangers suffered another bad loss, 5-2 to the Penguins. And the Islanders skated past the Flyers 3-2. Later on tonight, the Islanders will host the Rangers. Always great to see a Ranger-Islander game. Devils will also host Pittsburgh later on tonight. And day one of the Masters. Yes, the rose, blooms. Justin Rose, a 7-under 65, now enjoying a 4-shot lead after one day of action in Augusta. Once again, the leader at 7-under, a 4-shot lead. Justin Rose, as we get set for day two of the Masters. With sports at 15:45 for the WABC Early News, I'm Sid Rosenberg.
5:47, time to check in with New Jersey's own Brandy Scott with traffic and transit.
Well, roadwork slowing you down over on the Grand Central heading westbound. Approaching LaGuardia, two lanes are blocked there with repairs right after Northern Boulevard. Looking pretty good on the LIE heading westbound. No delays between the Cross Island and the BQE. Great ride on the Cross Bronx heading to the outbound George. Up to speed from the Bruckner through to underneath the apartments. Still in great shape on the inbound side, both up and down. No major issues heading inbound at the Lincoln and Holland. This report is sponsored by LifeLock Identity Theft Protection. Identity thieves love tax forms with personal info needed to steal your identity. That's why LifeLock helps to protect, monitor, and restore your identity. No one can monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can save up to 25% off your first year. Just log on to LifeLock.com, promo code RISK. I'm Brandy Scott from the Traffic Center on Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you, Brandy, and thank you, Diana Thompson, who is listening to us all the way over in Sicily.
Really?
Yeah, she's my friend. We've actually never met in person, but we're – long story.
I thought that the current status of the app was people could not listen in Europe, but they can.
She's listening.
Wonderful.
I know. And she even made a joke out of my lollipop gill.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno. All right, guys. From the Ramsey Subaru Weather Center. Today is not going to be a carbon copy of yesterday. Sadly, we're going to have some, I don't know, maybe a little sun in the morning, but then the clouds are going to start to come in. We're only going to get up to about 59 degrees, although it's not going to dip too much down tonight. We're going to have 50 degree weather, cloudy skies this evening. Then we have a few showers developing late. They'll clear away by tomorrow, Saturday, where we're just going to have cloudy skies pretty much throughout the day and a high of 62. However, Saturday night, the rain starts to come in. It continues through Sunday all day, all evening. We should have some thunder showers throughout the day and evening as well. Heading into Monday, the showers will continue early and clear the way for overcast skies later in the day. We're only going to get up to about 57 on Monday. But for the rest of the work week, it actually, I mean, look at this, Frank. Not blobs of sun, but little blips of sun.
It could be worse.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
It could be worse, exactly. So we're okay with that. And currently in Manhattan, the temperature is a balmy 50 degrees.
All right. Well, a handwritten letter by Babe Ruth is selling for more than $200,000. Ruth's handwritten letter was penned to his mistress in 1922. The letter was written on the letterhead of the Raleigh Hotel in Washington, D.C. when Ruth played for the New York Yankees. The letter was sold at the SCP Auction House in Southern California.
Well, it was a somber and emotional scene on the streets of Israel Thursday. I don't know if you saw any of this video, but it was pretty breathtaking. Traffic and activity throughout the country came to a halt as families and friends stood with their heads bowed in honor of the 6 million Jewish victims of the Holocaust. Mm. This day specifically marks the anniversary of the 1943 Warsaw Ghetto Uprising against Nazi Germany. And the importance of the day, Frank, highlighted by a recent disturbing, I would say, poll taken of 1,000 millennials and Gen Zers around all 50 states. Nearly half of those surveyed couldn't name a single concentration camp. And even worse, 11% believe it was the Jews that caused the Holocaust. Here in New York, that number jumped to 19%.
You're kidding.
No.
Wow.
Isn't that insane?
That's very surprising.
What are they learning in school is my question.
That's a great question. Well, those who enjoy home improvement TV shows, my wife is the biggest home improvement TV show fan.
What's her favorite?
Chip and Joanna Gaines.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember the name of the show. She's going to kill me if she's listening.
I don't know, but they're...
Fixer Upper, I think it's
You know, they're built like zillionaires now.
Oh, I see what my wife spends on all their products, and I'm not the least bit surprised. So those who enjoy home improvement TV shows have a chance at making some extra cash. ReviewHomeWarranties.com is offering $1,000 to someone that can watch at least 10 episodes of three different shows involving home renovation. That person will have a month to complete the task and will have to document their experience for each show. The deadline to apply is May 10th.
So my brother texts me on Wednesday night and says, Juliet, I just got tickets to Rage Against the Machine at Madison Square Garden in August. I'm like, oh, my God. So I immediately go online. I buy two tickets, completely excited. Got a pretty good deal on them, too. And then yesterday he texts me, They just canceled it again. They rescheduled it for the summer of 2022. Speaking of music, Nirvana is releasing new stuff, sort of. Dozens of Nirvana songs were fed into an artificial intelligence program run by Google. It's called Magenta. And essentially, the goal was to use the AI to strip down the songs to their individual elements to create an entirely new track called Drowned in the Sun. And actually, it worked. Eric Hogan is the lead singer of a Nirvana cover band, Nevermind, it's called, and he provided the song's human voice, so he provided basically the Kurt Cobain voice. But the song was commissioned by a group called Over the Bridge. This group focuses on mental health in the music industry. Other artists featured in the project include Jimi Hendrix, Amy Winehouse, and Jim Morrison. What do they all have in common?
They all had mental illness issues.
They all died at the age of 27.
Oh, wow. All three of them were 27? I did not know that.
Of it. I mean, the number of people who died at 27 in the music industry, the big names, is pretty crazy. Yeah.
I heard that Nirvana song, and I thought it was a pretty good
facsimile. I did, too. I thought it was Nirvana.
Yeah. I haven't heard the Amy Winehouse one yet, though. I don't know if that's out there. All right. Well, go ahead and order a side of guacamole, because it's on the rock. Dwayne Johnson wants to celebrate his upcoming birthday by paying for guacamole at restaurants. It's part of a promotion called Guac on the Rock. Simply buy a drink made with his tequila, and his company will Venmo $10 with proof of receipt. Johnson says he wants to help people safely get back safely into restaurants, bars, and hotels. He turns 49 on May 2nd, so the offer is good from May 1st to May 5th.
Wait, he has his own tequila?
He does.
Well, that's the whole point.
Right.
Let's be honest.
Clever. It's clever.
It is very clever, and he's a charming guy. All right, this is, speaking of charming, man, it is the end of an era. Incredibly sad news from the family of iconic animal expert Jack Hanna. I grew up watching Mr. Hanna and his just such a charming way of helping kids and adults understand more about wildlife, you know, and relating to animals. He actually came on my talk show back in the day many times, and such a nice guy. He was a gem, and he was really a groundbreaker. But sadly, his family just released a statement saying that he is retiring from public life because he has dementia. They think Alzheimer's. And his kids say his condition actually progressed much faster in just the last few months than they expected. So they say, quote, sadly, Dad is no longer able to participate in public life as he used to. Jungle Jack Hanna and his motley mix of animals were a big hit on shows like The Tonight Show and Late Night with David Letterman. They were always hysterical segments. He was so funny and humble, and those appearances has led to his own shows. Hanna is 76 years old. He retired from serving as director emeritus of the Columbus Zoo and Aquarium back in December after 42 years. So we send our love to his family.
Absolutely. And this is a story that's right up your alley. Ooh. It looks like Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are getting to know the police in their
Royal alert.
I don't know if it's an officially sanctioned royal alert. All right, well, go ahead. It is a royal alert.
Royal alert.
But not on purpose. Deputies have reportedly responded to the royal couple's California mansion 9 times. Most of the calls are said to be alarm activations. One was even made on Christmas Eve after a man allegedly tried to get on their property. Mm-hmm. The Duke and Duchess of Sussex left the UK last year with their son Archie, went to Canada, and then stayed in Los Angeles for a bit before moving near Santa Barbara last summer.
That's really creepy.
It is.
I mean, the guy came back a couple times, I think. Thank God, is all I have to say for nanny cams. These things have picked up so many creepy things and horrible, horrible episodes, but a Michigan mom knew something was up when she saw the guy who was supposed to be doing a home inspection at her house go into her baby's closet and take out an Elmo doll. Let's just say the creep took Tickle Me Elmo to a whole new level.
Oh, no.
59-year-old Kevin Wayne Van Leuven is facing multiple charges, including aggravated indecent exposure and malicious destruction of property after being caught pleasuring himself with the red guy. Elmo, I mean.
My goodness.
I mean, what the hell is wrong with people?
That is a great question.
Babies, Elmo?
That is not something that you would ever see Brandi Scott doing. At 5:57, she does, however, have all the latest traffic and transportation information, don't you, Brandi?
Well, roadwork slowing you down over on the Grand Central heading westbound. Approaching LaGuardia, two lanes are blocked there with repairs right after Northern Boulevard. Looking pretty good on the LIE heading westbound. No delays between the Cross Island and the BQE. Great ride on the Cross Bronx heading to the outbound, George. Up to speed from the Bruckner through to underneath the apartments. Still in great shape on the inbound side, both up and down. No major issues heading inbound at the Lincoln and Holland. This report is sponsored by LifeLock Identity Theft Protection. Identity thieves love tax forms with personal info needed to steal your identity. That's why LifeLock helps to protect, monitor, and restore your identity. No one can monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can save up to 25% off your first year. Just log on to LifeLock.com, promo code RISK. I'm Brandi Scott from the Traffic Center on Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thanks, Brandi. So we are going to be wrapping up this half hour, but we'll be back after the headlines and after the news. And, I mean, a lot of folks asking the question, where's Kamala? Why is President Biden's border czar everywhere but the border?
And I'll tell you about the New Jersey town that is one step closer to making marijuana a no-no in that town.
Oh.
Also, there is an officially announced Republican candidate for governor, and he is a name that is no stranger to this audience. We will tell you all about that in just a bit. Plus sports with Sid Rosenberg. We've got business, traffic, and weather
as well. You keep on messing this up. It's Hollywood.
Hollywood.
And we need a music, a little bed for him. You know, like,
right. Hollywood. Or, Hollywood swinging.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's probably better.
Yeah. No,
I mean, I could do the Hollywood and
like
just
that.
If you
That's
need
good.
That. Old you know, with timey. The Ethel Merman, each like, Hollywood.
But Sid is more of a new style Hollywood star.
Yeah, we need like
he's
a,
not like a,
we need like
Clark
a hip hop type of,
kind
of. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll work on
Maybe
it.
He
we'll
can
work.
Pick his own song.
We'll workshop it a little bit.
All right. All of that coming up. Plus, we're going to talk about a former Olympian, reality star, and man, I guess if we're going to be honest here, thinking about having her top spot being in the government.
Well, it's certainly going to be an interesting recall election in California. We'll tell you all about that. Deb Valentine has all your local news. We've got a whole lot more news coming your way as well. But first, here's all the latest national and international news courtesy of our friends at Fox News Radio.
The Rooster for your morning. All the news you need to know. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Well, at 6:05, it is Friday morning. You've made it to Friday. Congratulations. I'm Frank Morano.
I'm Juliet Huddy. I hope everybody's doing well. Frank, you're looking very, very nice today.
Thank
very
you.
Sharp.
It goes without saying that you always look nice.
That is.
Especially today.
Absolutely not true. So we're going to be talking about lots of stuff, but where is Kamala Harris? Why is she not visiting the border?
You got me.
Well, I was just sort of throwing that out there rhetorically. You didn't have to answer. But that's one of the questions that a lot of folks are asking about our borders are. As the border situation, especially when it pertains to children, is just growing unmanageable and horrific. Seeing some of these stories is just – it's heartbreaking. So we'll talk about that. And a former Olympian is now going to be running for governor, perhaps, of California.
We have some news on the gubernatorial front in our state as well.
That's right.
I'll bring it to your attention. And you'll hear about the New Jersey town that is not ready to fully embrace legalized recreational marijuana. All that, sports, traffic, business, and weather, still to come in the next 24 minutes. But first, Brandi Scott tells you how you're getting to work this morning at 6:07 with traffic and transit on the 7s.
Well, roadwork slowing you down over on the Grand Central heading westbound. Approaching LaGuardia, two lanes are blocked there with repairs right after Northern Boulevard. Looking pretty good on the LIE heading westbound. No delays between the Cross Island and the BQE. Great ride on the Cross Bronx heading to the outbound George up to speed from the Bruckner through to underneath the apartments. Still in great shape on the inbound side, both up and down. No major issues heading inbound at the Lincoln and Holland. This report is sponsored by LifeLock Identity Theft Protection. Identity thieves love tax forms with personal info needed to steal your identity. That's why LifeLock helps to protect, monitor, and restore your identity. No one can monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can save up to 25% off your first year. Just log on to LifeLock.com, promo code RISK. I'm Brandy Scott from the Traffic Center on Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thanks, Brandy. Okay, from the Ramsey Subaru Weather Center, we will not have a carbon copy, as I said earlier, of yesterday today. We're only going to get up to about 59 degrees. We may have some sun in the morning, but then the clouds will come in and we're going to have overcast skies throughout the day with a high of just 59 degrees. The clouds will continue to accumulate, I guess you could say, this evening, and then we'll start to see some showers developing late night. Low of about 50 tonight. 62 degrees will be the high tomorrow. We're going to have overcast skies, maybe a shower here and there. And then the showers start to come in the evening on Saturday, leading into Sunday, all through Sunday and Sunday night. And Monday morning, we will have showers, maybe some thunderstorms. So just be aware of that. Monday, we're only going to get up to 57 degrees. But by Tuesday, the rain goes away and we should get up to 64 degrees with a mix of clouds and sun. And the rest of the week actually looks pretty nice.
Well, New Jersey is getting a step closer to setting up a market for retail marijuana sales. While recreational marijuana might be legal to sell in the state, the city of Wayne, New Jersey is saying no. The Wayne City Council passed an ordinance to put a full ban on retail pot sales. When the state bill was passed, cities and townships were given 180 days to decide whether to allow weed to be sold in their communities, and Wayne is saying no.
Just as we all started to move on from the Sharon Osbourne racism debacle, CBS is dealing with fallout from another crisis of the same kind. Two powerful executives in charge of local programming are out following an investigation by the LA Times into allegations that the two men created a work environment that was hostile to women and minorities. Peter Dunn and David Friend, I mean, these are pretty big names in the network news world. They were placed on administrative leave after the story came out back in January. Among the allegations, employees accused Dunn of using the word jive frequently when talking about a black reporter down in Philly. He also reportedly asked if a job applicant for an anchor slot down there was, too gay. Friend, meantime, is accused of mocking a new anchor's accent and screaming at her and screaming about her in the middle of the newsroom and all that business. So I guess the days of management by intimidation are over.
Long Island Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin is running for governor next year. The Republican from Shirley made it official this morning, well, yesterday morning, actually, and did so on the Bernie and Sid show. Here's a portion of Congressman Zeldin's interview with Bernie and Sid.
Good morning. We have some work in front of us here next year and a half, but I am announcing that I am running for governor of New York, and as we discussed, as soon as we were ready to make that announcement, I was going to make sure that I was here right away to talk. We just launched the website at ZeldinForNewYork.com, and we need to save this state. And I'm going to need the help of both of you and all your listeners to get it done.
Well, that's an awful lot to ask of us, but thank you.
You'll get it. You will get whatever we can do.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll do it.
The four-term congressman has gotten a lot of attention for his support of former President Trump. Both Nassau and Suffolk Republican leaders are backing Zeldin, and also the son of former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani, our colleague at 3 o'clock every afternoon. Andrew says he's considering a run for governor next year, as is Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro, and rumored to be considering a run as well has been the owner of this radio station, John Katzmatidis.
All right, where is Kamala? The question is growing and the echo is blaring all over the country. Why is President Biden's border czar, Vice President Kamala Harris, seeming to be everywhere but the border? Now, Biden named Harris March 24th as the head of a diplomatic effort to kind of reach out to the leaders of Mexico and the Central American countries to talk about the flood of migrants. And he says, look, she speaks for me. You would think that she would head down to the border to see what was going on, you know, be right there, be hands on. However, She has not. She has gone to Connecticut. She's gone to Chicago, California. She has done swearing in ceremonies. She has talked about the coronavirus stimulus package, visited vaccination sites, gone to lunch with the president, attended cabinet meetings, lots of things, but so far no visit to the border. And, you know, whether it's optics or whether reality is that she should be there, the problem is it's, she's got to get down there. So far she's only phoned Guatemalan President, Alejandro Giammattei and Mexico's Andrés Manuel López Obrador to discuss the root causes of the crisis. But a lot of folks say this is, you know, talking ideologically is not going to stop what's happening at the border, including record numbers of children coming over in just horrific situations.
Disneyland is opening its Avengers campus this summer. The new attraction was originally set to open in July last year, but theme parks have been closed in California due to the pandemic since March of 2020. Both of Disney's two parks in Anaheim will reopen April 30th at 15% capacity.
The former Playboy turned Pakistani prime minister is getting some heat over some recent comments that he made. Imran Khan was asked recently what his government was going to do about the increasing number of rape cases in the country. The numbers have been skyrocketing. Khan, who made a splash on London's club scene back in the 80s, he used to hang out with all the models and the who's who of Europe. There are always pictures of him. Well, he responded by saying, vulgarity leads to sex crimes, and the antidote is, quote, modesty, including the way women dress. So that was not very pleasing to a lot of folks. Happy to not stay silent on the matter were Khan's two ex-wives. One, a former BBC presenter who simply said, the less he speaks, the better it will be for all. And then meantime, another Middle Eastern VIP who is SAD, Saudi Prince Mohammed bin Salman of chopping off a journalist into a million pieces fame. He is reportedly furious over reports that a prized Da Vinci painting that he paid $450 million for was not 100% all Da Vinci's work. In fact, experts at the Louvre refused to put it on display because they say the legendary artist only contributed to the piece. So I would watch my back if I were those Louvre.
As would I.
Holy moly.
Those guys are not
messing
around.
I'd be like,
around.
No, it's all, no, it's Da Vinci. All the way. All the way.
At 6:15, the New York Mets won their home opener yesterday, albeit a bit controversially. Here to tell us about all that and the rest of what's happening in sports is Hollywood Sid Rosenberg.
Yes.
All righty, Frank and Juliet. You're right. It was a controversial finish. The Mets needed two in the bottom of the ninth to win the game against the Marlins, and they got it. First, it was Jeff McNeil on his birthday, his 29th birthday, with a dramatic game-tying home run that knotted the game at two. But then came the controversy. Mets loaded the bases, and Michael Conforto clearly walks into a pitch, gets hit by the pitch. The umpire awards the Mets the game-winning run. Quite frankly, folks, the Mets cheated. The umpire admitted after the game that he had the call wrong. Should have called Conforto out instead. Mets get the win. We're Met fans. We're happy about it. 3-2, your final score. The Mets improved to 2-2. They will once again host the Marlins in Queens later on today. Yankees back on the field in Tampa tonight, starting a three-game set against the 2-4 Rays. The Yanks, they've started the season at 3-3. Knicks back on their home court tonight, Madison Square Garden. Two games under 500 after 52 efforts. They'll host the Memphis Grizzlies. All three hockey locals, guys, in action last night. It was the Devils doubling up the Buffalo Sabres 6-3. Rangers suffered another bad loss to the Pittsburgh Penguins. This one 5-2. And the Islanders edged the Philadelphia Flyers 3-2. That sets up a big matchup tonight between the Islanders and the Rangers. Great childhood memories of that, getting my ass kicked in the blue seats. Islanders and Rangers tonight at 7 from Brooklyn, and the Devils will host the Penguins later on tonight. And finally, the big sports story, day one at the Masters. Yes, Rose blooms. Justin Rose shot a 7 under 65 and enjoys a 4-stroke lead. He's been here before. Question is, will Justin keep it up or blow it? 4-stroke lead, a minus 765 for Justin Rose as we get set for day two of the Masters in Augusta. With sports at 15 and 45 for the WABC Early News, I'm Sid Rosenberg.
There's a whole lot more Sid Rosenberg coming your way in just a few minutes when he gives us a preview of what's coming up on the Bernie and Sid Show at 6:30, this very special Friday edition of the Bernie and Sid Show.
God.
But at 6:17, time for traffic and transit on the 7s, here's Brandy Scott.
Bumper-to-bumper ride on the BQE heading eastbound, approaching Atlantic Avenue. A collision out there blocking at least one lane. Solid delays go back onto the inbound Gowanus from 38th Street. Some minor pockets of slowdowns on the LIE westbound Utopia Parkway through to Queens Boulevard. Great ride now on the Grand Central heading westbound, approaching City Field. Construction just picked up in that area. Some minor slowdowns on the Harlem River Drive heading southbound, approaching the Triborough. Once FDR, you're in great shape, approaching the 59th Street Bridge. And still no big delays heading inbound across the Hudson River at the George Lincoln and Holland. Mass Transit is on or close. This report is sponsored by America's Best Contacts and Eyeglasses. Don't overpay for glasses. Get two pairs and a free exam for just $69.95. The exam alone is worth $50. That's not just a better deal. It's America's Best. I'm Brandi Scott from the Traffic Center on Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you, Brandi. Diddy, a.k.a. Puffy, a.k.a. Puff Daddy, a.k.a. Sean Combs, pens an open letter to corporate America saying, why don't you love us? So Frank is going to talk about that momentarily, but let's get to your Ramsey Subaru Weather Center report. Today, it's going to be mediocre. Clouds and sun mixing this morning, but then it'll become overcast throughout the afternoon. The rain comes in tonight, probably clearing away for tomorrow. We're going to get up to about 62 degrees, but overcast skies throughout the day. The rains come back Saturday night and lead into Sunday. We're not going to see really a let up much with the rain until about Monday afternoon. We're going to have 60s, low 60s, high 50s. And some rain on and off all the way to Tuesday. But by Tuesday, we'll have 64 degrees sun, and it looks pretty nice for the rest of the work week. But just stick with it. We've got a little bit of a lousy weekend, but otherwise it's going to be pretty nice next week.
All right. Well, I have been very, very eager to chat with Sid Rosenberg because of the exclusive interview that Bernie and Sid did with Lee Zeldin yesterday. We'll tell you about that in just a minute. But first, I want to tell you a little bit about Sean P. Diddy Combs and his laying into General Motors, saying they disrespect Black-owned media brands. The hip-hop entrepreneur penned an open letter pushing for more financial support of these companies in the form of advertising. His letter follows a plea from several Black-owned media companies to meet with GM CEO Mary Barra. The company leaders placed a full-page ad in the Detroit Press requesting Barra meet with them via Zoom or resign. Diddy, the founder of the Revolt Network, says his company does receive revenue from GM, but their relationship is not an example of success, Juliet.
And here is Hollywood Sidney Rosenberg.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you on this Friday?
I'm really great. I'm really great. Got a fun day today and get my shot, my second one tomorrow. So I'm excited for
you. Well, you both look beautiful today.
Well, it's our
beautiful
picture day.
Well, picture
it's like
day
class
today.
Picture day.
Yes.
Our wardrobe courtesy of Joseph Abood.
is your a Joseph?
No.
You need to hook. No. You can get hooked.
No, Sid in. Keeps all those.
Yeah. Well, Joseph's out of the business now anyway, so. No. It's over for Joseph for now. For now, he'll be back.
I mean, I think he's probably going to be okay.
Yeah, he's going to be all right.
Have you ever been to his house?
Never been to his house.
I bet it's probably
neither one of his
spectacular
homes.
Oh,
in Westchester or in Boston. No,
I bet they're pretty nice.
I'm sure they are.
Can't imagine. Yeah.
I'm sure Joseph has done okay for himself.
So this situation with this football player that wiped away. Oh my God, what a horrible story. And we're going to find out more about it because there was one person who did survive.
Yeah,
a worker there.
Yeah.
His colleague was killed, but you knew this guy. I mean, you obviously had heard of him.
I didn't know him personally.
Right.
I remember he played for the Jets. I remember he played for Seattle, San Francisco. Philip Adams,
is that? Philip Adams.
Yeah. Went to South Carolina State with the great Harry Carson, went the all-time Giant great. I didn't know him personally, Juliet, but I knew of him. Obviously watched him play many, many times. He had an oft-injured career. He got hurt right away, and he went to a lot of places and never really grabbed a hold of a city or a team. Kind of a disappointing career. But I guess this doctor did not give him the medication that he was getting. The doctor took him off his meds, and he went and wiped out the whole family, including two beautiful young grandchildren.
Oh, God.
It is a terrible story.
Do you know if this is a concussion type of situation? I mean, had he been in for concussions, and is that
he had that had concussions? Yes, and they're going to chalk it up to that. They always do. You know, I'm always hesitant to go there away because
right.
A lot of football players get concussions, like 99%, and they don't kill other people or
I
kill
had
themselves.
A concussion. So watch out.
Oh, did you really? Trust me.
Yeah.
Believe me.
When I was in college, a football player came up to me and headbutted me.
No, he didn't.
I swear to you, at a party. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
My freshman year. Yeah.
Wow. I mean, it's kind of hot, but no.
It's hideous. It was horrifying. The guy was, he was like 6'9 and 3,000 pounds. He thought it was funny.
Right. So it didn't do it for you.
It did not do it for me. No. It sent me to the hospital.
What's coming up on the Bernie and Sid show?
Well, you did mention Congressman Lee Zeldin.
Yeah, great interview.
Yeah, look at that.
Thank you. He made us a promise about 2 weeks ago that if he decided to run for governor, he would tell us first. Now, he was on TV first. I get that. He was on Fox News and he was on Channel 5. But his first radio interview was with me and Bernie. He did announce he's running for governor. So I know what that means for John Catsimatidis. If you got Curtis running for mayor and Zeldin running for governor, those are his two buddies. I imagine John's going to sit out, right?
Well, no, I think it's way too early to say that.
Really?
He's got a lot of stuff going on in his life.
I know.
He just
bought a whole...
It's a media empire that he's building.
I know.
The thing with John is, you know, when you're a billionaire, you don't have to spend 2 years raising money. Lee Zeldin or Andrew Giuliani or Mark Molinaro, they do have to spend 2 years raising money to be competitive. John could decide a year from now he wants to get in the race.
That's true.
It's still okay.
The other thing is Mr. Catsimatidis is a really nice man.
Right.
I don't want to see him go into that fray. I mean, you see how politics is. It's just so vicious, and he doesn't need it.
He doesn't need it, obviously, but I really do think he legitimately cares about New York.
Of course.
And sees people fleeing the state. And I'll be honest, I like Lee Zeldin a lot, but he's such a Trump supporter that I don't know that he can be competitive statewide.
That's the problem.
In the general election.
Right. Well, I mean, also Andrew Giuliani is as well.
That's the other thing. It was part of the Trump administration, whereas John was a Bill Clinton bundler. Was a Democrat for many years, big supporter of Andrew Cuomo, very close friends with David Paterson. I think John would actually have a lot more potential crossover appeal.
No question. It's going to be very difficult for any Republican, no matter how good they are, to win, and John does have that crossover appeal. Talking about that, your good friend is running for a big position in New York. He's going to come on at 7:25 this morning. The Pride of Staten Island, one John Tobacco.
Oh, boy. Buckle up. That's going to be a good one. He's running for New York City Comptroller. And I am...
Does he have a chance?
Well, look, as Sid just said, it's very tough for a Republican running citywide. Mm-hmm. So you sort of have to catch lightning in a bottle if you're running as a Republican in New York City, whether you're John Tobacco or Fernando Mateo or whatever your name
is. Right, Curtis. You
know. Right.
Yeah. Exactly. We'll see. John is a very colorful guy. Should make for a very good interview. Newsmax guest of the day today is Sebastian Gorka. And we'll also talk to your good friend and mine. It's Friday. It's time for Red Carpet Rendezvous.
Oh, yes.
Lauren Conlon. She's always got three or four good stories.
Are you going to ask her about her exclusive breakfast with Juliet Huddy?
I don't know anything about this.
It was so non-eventful. We literally went around the corner. We talked, and then I had to actually leave early because I had to do a Zoom call with somebody that I'm working on a project with.
Oh, okay. That sounds exciting. Did you regret needing to stick around 2.5 hours to go to
No. I enjoy talking to Lauren. She's a spitfire. She also is one of the loudest talkers and most excitable talker. So you're sitting there, and when she's telling you personal things, I'm kind of looking around like, holy mother of God. I mean, the whole city is going to hear her.
Yeah.
But luckily, the guys that were sitting near us had their headphones. So I was like, okay, we're okay. Very dramatic. She's an actress.
Oh, yeah.
Very dramatic, very excitable. I tried to give her some worldly veteran advice. And
did you get the sense that she was going to take it?
I don't know. I hope so.
You know, you wonder if she's like that all the time because she's so bubbly on the air.
Yes,
but
she is like that all the time. She is like that all the time.
Yeah, so she's, as Juliet said, an actress, and you could see her singing on Instagram and stuff. But she posted recently a theatrical production when she was a little girl.
I saw that.
She was exactly the same.
I saw that.
Exactly the same.
So she sends me and Bernie 4 or 5 topics every Thursday that we can delve into on Friday. So I said to her yesterday.
None of them are housewife related. They get sent right.
Right. If there's no housewives, you don't want to hear
about
it.
Oh, I saw the housewives. We saw it last night.
Was it great?
Oh, Dolores is like the coolest one on that show.
I totally agree.
By far.
Actually, Margaret is going to be here on Wednesday.
Oh, she's pretty cool.
She's got a new book
like
out. She's going to be in studio Wednesday. But no, what I said to her last night was, I see 5 stories here. How are you missing the biggest entertainment story of the week? Which, of course, here we go
again. Is you.
Of course.
Exactly. I mean, she just assumes that that's what you're going to talk about.
Well, no, and that's exactly what she said. She said, just assume that once I saw those pictures, I was going to start talking about you. Yeah. I said, okay, good. We're good.
Sid, I mean, yesterday, I get a I didn't see this until today, but I get a text message, and it's more pictures of Sid.
Oh, naturally.
I'm like, oh, my God. This
was a great one. This is on the beach in Miami, the first scene I ever shot, and I'm holding an umbrella for Andrew Dice Clay, and my buddy Chris Mamondo was holding an umbrella for William DeMeo, the star of the show. We shot that scene 20 times, not a cloud in the sky, about 85 degrees, windy as can be. Those umbrellas weighed about 10 pounds apiece. After that scene was done, 2 hours later, I said, I hate this acting stuff. Then it got better as the day.
What's the update on my Real Housewives stuff? What's my great?
The update is
whatever.
May 6th. William DeMeo and the crew returns from Miami, mm-hmm, and I promise you a sit down in the spirit of Graves and the Sopranos. A sit down with the bosses to make sure you get some role all of these.
Do I need a cigar? Or do I need to dress up in a certain way?
Well, that's up
like
to you.
Like mobster, like no, I mean you know, do I need to be like tough looking or
no,
angelic?
No, preferably not tough looking. Preferably easy.
Okay. Well, that's not difficult.
Coming up in a few minutes, if you have not yet heard about Sid Rosenberg on the television program Gravesend, you are in for a treat because something tells me you're going to hear a whole lot about it. My very good friend John Tobacco will be bringing a lot of color to the 7 o'clock hour, and the lovely and talented Lauren Conlon will tell you what's happening in the world of entertainment.
And I look forward to hanging out with you for the next 3 hours until our meeting.
Same here. All right. Looking forward to hearing about this shot tomorrow. Good luck.
Thank you very much.
Have a great weekend,
everybody.